This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the price. See Thor lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Dolphins, who gave up a 17-0 lead on their way to a 27-24 loss in Carolina. The Dolphins are now 1-4 on the season. Next up, Miami hosts the Chargers on Sunday. Week 5 wraps up tonight with the Chiefs and Jaguars on Monday Night Football. Over to the Canes, who came in at 2 in the AP poll after Saturday's win over FSU. Miami is off this week. They'll host Louisville a week from Friday. To the Heat will continue the preseason tonight at home against the Bucks. Tip-off is at 7:30 from the Kaseya Center. The game can be heard here on WQIM. And in baseball, the Blue Jays took a 2-0 series lead over the Yankees with a 13-7 win. And the Mariners beat the Tigers 3-2 to tie up their series at 1. The Joe Rose Show continues now. And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Omar Kelly up with us this morning. Very busy yesterday. I actually ran into him a few times at the game before and at halftime. So you're up 17-0, and finally – the Panthers go, you know what? What are we doing? Let's get back to doing what everybody else does. Let's start running between the tackles. Are we been a dumbass? What are we doing, man?
What are we doing?
What are everybody we doing? Everybody runs teams. Against them. Hell, the little league team's running against that. Anyway, well, you heard everything, and Mike going after it pretty good as well after the game. What do you do? I mean, it's bad. What do you do at this point? 1-4, a horrible loss and three quarters of really bad football.
At this point, you have to realize that you don't have what you need at nose tackle and a defensive tackle in order to have a successful defense. I know everybody's going to say, oh, you got to play the rookies. Do you? Do you?
You do now.
No, you don't. They're allowing 5.6 yards per carry. And what's stunning is that they know that the play at the defensive line, you know, has been tragically bad. Like when I say tragic, it's been horrendous.
Yeah.
And they've done nothing. This problem hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse because when you put it on film, teams just continue to copycat one
yes.
another until you figure out how to stop it. And they even demoted Kenneth Grant. And when he's on the field, teams are hitting him with two blockers because they can drive him down the field and create running lanes. And you just cannot anchor against the run right now.
So,
and you can't do anything until you can do that.
Omar, the one thing you can't do is bench your first-round pick. High first-round pick.
Why can't you bench your first-round pick?
He's got to keep playing.
Did you bench Noah Igbinoghi? When he was out there playing and he cost the team the game, when Russell Wilson Kenneth Grant is costing the team the game.
So what are you going to do about Savai Nye on the other side, too, who's about as bad as you can play right now? So what are you going to do there?
That you got no hope. He's got to continue to play. and you hope.
So what's the difference in one over the other?
One's giving you, Sevenaia is not getting picked on. He's giving you five bad plays a game. That's not the case with Kenneth Grant and Jordan Phillips, because it's not just Kenneth Grant.
No, it's by the way, it's a lot of those guys, because it's a struggling group right now. There's no question about it. I mean, those numbers yesterday, we literally got that guy, Rico Daddle, like, he was like, man, what a great week for the starting running back to get injured. Have them right.
Get all my numbers
in one frigging game.
He was a 1,000-yard back last year. So people sleeping on. I don't know why Dallas gave up on him. I don't know what the situation is, why he's there.
He's good back like that. He's a good back without the breakaway speed. He's good. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. The issue is also the offensive line. The problem is, Sevenaia would be better if you were able to give him some protection. By not always giving the protection to the right side of the offensive line. But, you know, the problem is with the defensive line, you don't have any other options. What are you going to do, play Keon Smith out there or maybe Daniel Brunskill? I don't know.
No, it's thin. It's super thin. I get you. I'm not – yeah. It's thin. The whole thing on both lines is it's thin.
Yeah.
We can agree on that, but, like, 14 carries for 19 yards and 1.4 average. How much can Mike talk about the defense when they can't run it?
Yeah, no, that was bad as well. Fortunately for them, they could pass the ball. I think Tua had another efficient day. He's back to 100 rated quarterback, which blows my mind because I really don't think he's playing that well. But he's completing 70% of his passes, back to having 100 passer rating, which, you know, hey, okay. They were not good on third downs yesterday. That was, you know, the final play. And I know you want to get into the punt, which I actually agreed with. You're 4th and 17 at the 15-yard line. What are you going to do? Like, you're not converting a 4th and 17, especially with the protection that you have.
No, it was bad. That's why they didn't do it. Yep.
They kicked the ball. They used their three timeouts. If Bryce Young didn't convert a 3rd and 5 on a penalty by Jack Jones, they would have got the ball back.
Yeah,
with 50 seconds left. So, you know, it is, you know, about roughly 50 seconds left. Who knows what would have happened then? Who knows if they could have blocked the punt?
I'm not second guessing that, by the way. That was a Woody thing. So, you know, I didn't have 4th and 17, I think, is what it was. And you're right. We're going to have no time to throw it. And at that point, offense. But the other one I want to get into is the throw. You did not think that was a good throw on that slant, a little slant to Waddle. It's over his head. Please. He got one hand on it. If not, if he didn't get a hand on it, things going to get picked most likely. That's got to be a lower throw.
That's got to be a lower throw. I haven't seen it from good angles, so I can't sit there and criticize that one. They missed passes. I mean, it's – you know, I think I watched the rush. He had to step up or step back or something. It doesn't matter. You elite quarterbacks make those plays. But then the series before, he makes the touchdown pass to Jalen Waddle.
Waddle made nice play, nice stutter and go, nice separation. It was it was beautiful.
All the defense has to do is get a stop, and you should win the game. But you know, can't stop a nosebleed.
No. Hey, I got to ask you the comments after the game, Mike. Did you take it, Mike, going after Anthony Weaver pretty good on the schemes and stuff a little bit, not making adjustments, or did other people read into that differently?
I don't think it's on Anthony Weaver. Anthony Weaver's trying a lot of things. Mike knows. Mike doesn't do anything on defense. Let's be real about it. So, you know, Weaver's trying things. What is Mike going to go? Mike going to go coach the defense for a week? What do you want him to do? Like, you know, just sit there and listen and try to figure out. This is a personnel issue. This is not a scheme issue. This is a personnel issue.
I agree with the whole thing, because we thought it was thin, and now we're going, it's worse than thin. Yeah, no, it's I agree with you, Omar. And we've been talking, Woody and I've been talking about that this morning. So what's going to happen? I got 9,000 messages last night asking, so what's going to happen? We get it. And they say the same things after every game. All the same things are said. It's not acceptable. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. But we're hanging together and all. So what?
Yeah.
What do we tell everybody? What do we tell? You're the bridge to the fans. So what do you tell them's going to happen? I want to hear this one as one of the more popular guys we have on the beat.
No, there's nothing going to happen right now. They're going to continue to dig themselves a deeper hole. What should happen is they should go and claim, sign, coach any kind of defensive lineman that can give them a pulse. This is a disaster, and it's not going to get any better until you actually get people who can anchor down. I mean, what are the other options? Are we going to go switch to a complete 4-3? Is that what you want to do?
It's funny you said that. It is funny you said that because there are people. I remember we went through some three-man problems, and we switched it, and some guys weren't comfortable with it. We went to a four-man defensive line, and I wonder if that's something to go. By the way, do you really believe after Chris Greer drafted those guys and Mike signed off on it that they're just going to give up on all those young guys at this point after five games? Do you think that's going to happen? And I know they've been bad. I know how they're grading out. Do you think Chris Greer, who's already on the hottest seat in the world, and now we're going, and so Mr. Ross makes a private call to Mike and goes, "Hey, Mike, what's he doing?" He goes, "These guys that Chris Greer got me, they can't play. I mean, how's that going to go?" I think we lost him. I was wondering why he got so quiet, man. That was Omar getting very quiet there for a second. Yeah, I am. Not giving up on them, man. They're not. And man, if the confidence is shot, then I agree. If confidence is shot and everybody, your assistant D-line coach and Austin Clark goes, "Hey, man, he lost it. We got to work on getting it back." That wasn't the message I got before the game yesterday. And then Zeke Biggers, do you start? If it's going to be like this, we might as well play him if it's about the future. It's bad. Dead last, 174 yards a game, 5.6 average. It is, it's bad right now. Nobody's questioning that's a problem. Like, right. And I'm not looking for other people to blame. And, you know, I get it. That's number one. Nobody would argue when you're 32. And a big number. And by the way, the one on the other side is we're just not good on the D and offensive lines right now. It's not good enough. Not good enough. Anyway.
You were saying, I'm sorry, I don't know what happened, but
No, we were just talking about Chris Greer drafting those guys. You don't think he can let Mike just give up on all those young guys, do you? On the D-line.
You should be yes. Everybody should be fighting for their own personal survival at this point. Like, do you think Mike doesn't have three more games with this offensive line playing like this? Like, do you think I'm going to let Kenneth Grant and Jordan Phillips take me down? Like, do you really think that, you know, and a lot of people think that Anthony Weaver is going to be the interim head coach. The defense is the number one problem on this team. So why would I be elevating a defensive coordinator who's really the biggest problem on the team?
I
don't know how do you fix that.
I'm guessing if Anthony Weaver could be really honest about the situation, I'm guessing he's not overly excited about the group he has, right? I mean, I guess, you know, and every coach thinks you can coach him up. Austin, coach him up.
Yeah.
Joe, coach him up. Hey, let's coach him up and get after it. And then you're going, now you're sitting here five games in and things are getting worse, not better. And that Carolina team ran the ball like they were the Eagles last year. Really?
But let me ask you a question, Joe. When you have a problem, just like when we had the offensive line problem, you saw that they claimed Cole Strange, right?
Yeah. And he's starting.
You have a defensive problem. What have you done to address it?
Nothing. Unless you make those drastic changes that we're talking about, which I don't think they're going to do. And that's putting more big bodies on the defensive line. But I don't think
they got to. They got to. They have. I don't know why Zeke Biggers hasn't played at this point.
I'm with you at that. Hey, man, what we're getting, why not put old Zeke out there and let him grow? Let's see what he can do. I agree.
Like, you're not going to do anything defensively until you start the run. And at this point, these rookies have had to have lost their confidence.
And I told you, if that's a deal, and Austin Clark says, which, again, you know, it's a bad look for those guys, too. Like, damn, yeah. You know, we're trying to coach them up. Now I see that guys kind of not, you know, now they haven't had success, and they've been so good at Michigan and dominating, and, God, we took them, and we're so excited. We got handpicked the guy we actually wanted. That was it, Kenneth Grannon. Oh, my God, Kenneth. It's just going to take you a while, if ever, man, and you start worrying about that stuff. I agree. By the way, the other problem is, with this being able to run the ball, when they do decide to throw it, you got guys open everywhere because you're so worried about the run, right? Yeah. You get frozen up, and guys are running corner routes. And
You're blitzing. And Anthony Weaver said something. He's like, he had to justify why he's blitzing so much, because that's not his way generally. And he's like, I'm blitzing to stop the run. And I thought to myself, ooh, that's problem number one.
Yeah.
You're blitzing to stop the run?
Run blitzes, man. Called run blitzes. Guys hitting gaps where you're getting gap where your linemen are getting blown up. Yeah.
Ooh, it's a recipe for disaster, Joe.
No, hey man, it's bad everywhere. You worried about this thing getting a little shaky? I know Mike right away said, no, we're together. I checked the room out. It's like, hey, we're all good, Mike.
Mike is delusional at this point, unfortunately. I think we're at the severing point. You know, I lost to the Chargers, and this thing is going to start unraveling real fast.
Omar, you actually, I think, you know, people at the top listen to what you say. What do you think happens if this continues, the losing, different ways, but same problems? What happens? Where does Stephen Ross, who I know I think he truly likes Mike, and I know he loves Chris. So what happens going forward? Keep everybody, or?
I mean, everybody is going to get whacked eventually. The problem is, if you whack somebody during the season, does it fix any of the issues or problems that you have?
Can it get any worse?
Yeah, it could get worse. Yeah, it actually can get worse. It very well can get worse. You know, Terrell Dotson just, you know, suffered a head injury. Head injuries are never good one way or the other. I don't think he's just going to magically pop up as a linebacker and play next week. So we'll get to see. We'll probably Willie Gay step up. You know, I know KJ Britt played last week, and he's probably better against the run, but you know, Willie Gay is going to get opportunity, and maybe KJ gets opportunity. But you asked if it could get worse. Joe, it can get worse. I promise you it can get worse.
Do they try to run the ball against the Chargers? Do we try it?
See, that's the thing. I don't know if teams just said, hey, no more Tyreek Hill. We ain't got to worry about that. Let's just contain Devon Achane. Let's just stop the run. And I noticed early in the game they were using Devon in a lot of those Tyreek Hill packages.
Yep.
You know, Ali wasn't giving them anything from the run game standpoint. I don't know if this was scheme. I haven't looked at the film yet. I don't know if this was just a different approach, scheme related. Carolina said they didn't do anything extra or different. But, yeah, the recipe against Miami, take away the run, make them one-dimensional, and they should be easy to beat.
I got so many things to talk about. Real quickly, how do you explain Darren Waller not catching the ball in the second half after the first half he had, including two right down the middle? You're going to tell me what took it away again? I want to hear this one, because is it too deep, Joe, again? Yeah.
Honestly, Joe, I think he just ran out of place. I you know, Darren Waller, what has he got, 25, 26 plays in his arsenal right now? Do you think he has a whole playbook?
Well, whatever it is, he's seen in his life all the routes. He's run them all.
Yeah,
there's got to be a way, as I clearly becoming your second best receiver to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
That he gets shut out. And what kind of adjustment could they have made to shut out somebody that good?
I'm surprised he's that good. That's one of the bright spots of this season.
Yeah.
However, I will remind you that he's practiced for what, all of 2 weeks on a limited basis.
No, I got you. If it's limited snap, you know, snap count, I get that. Hey, real quickly,
I think Mike ran out of plays for Darren Waller. Okay. I really think they utilized us about as much as they got.
Okay, and then Jalen Wright not active for that game. What's going on there? It wasn't too many months ago that they were pumped about him during minicamp. What happened?
He suffered a knee injury. I don't think he's all the way back. Okay. And to be honest with you, Ollie Gordon is better at this point. Now, why would you go into a game with only two running backs? You know, maybe that's a special teams issue.
Either that or they just knew they're going to throw the hell out of it and not run much because that's what they did. Hey, thank you, Omar. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right, guys.
All right. Omar Kelly joining us this morning. Hey, I want to talk about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Man, I got to tell you. Fixed rates in the fives. You need a mortgage quickly. Consolidate some bills and get some things paid off. Get some of that equity out of your home. Boy, I'll tell you what, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage and his 30 years of experience right here in South Florida can get it done. He's going to get you fixed rates, like I said, in the fives. First-time home buyer rates. He's got great programs to get you qualified and get you in the game. Self-employed, been declined by the banks. He's got you. And then I want to say for seniors out there, 62 or older, he's got a great program to convert your home equity into money. I can just tell you, man, if you've been turned down or you need to get pre-approved quickly to get back in the game, he does it all. He really does. He's helped so many people. And if you're just looking to speed up the process from the banks, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage can do it for you. I want to give you his phone number. He works 7 days a week. That's not a problem. The man has no life. He's always working. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. 30-plus years of experience, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms, subject to change. Daily without notice, he's an equal housing lender.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Can't point anywhere but directly at preparation and how we execute stuff, which ultimately, like I look at on me, I thought, you know, we had a good plan thought we got some stuff fixed. We've known the issues we've had, and we thought that we're prepared for this, and clearly we weren't. Like, you get, I think we were outgained 200 yards in the run game collectively from the two sides of the ball. That is not good enough. You'll rarely win, if ever. We had a shot because we were plus two, but bottom line is that on top of you have critical mistakes at critical points in the game, whether they're penalties or the critical situation MAs where we're giving up. I think that there's a fourth down and the last touchdown. So bottom line is that is not good enough. We are a much better team than letting a 17-0 lead eviscerate. So we will be extremely focused on getting that stuff corrected immediately because we have no time to waste.
Mike McDaniel,
can you just summarize what he just said?
Yeah, so
those are his opening comments.
So you're saying we weren't prepared, obviously. Well, that's and we're gonna pick it up. Like, don't we pick it up every week? Well, you have to pick it up. Like, four losses, now you're gonna pick it up. And talking about all these things, like, whoa, we obviously weren't ready, or what? What? Well, it's all bad. Bad look for the head coach. Bad look for the coaching staff, bad for the players, like everybody. Because I know what I'd say, all the old guys go, what are you guys doing all week? What are you guys doing all week? Know those coaches, they got 25 or 26 of them working on technique and got more coaches now than the history of the game. Same problems pop up, same things. Yeah, we weren't ready. Boy, that's not good. I don't know. That's almost related to the guys are always late. Well, that's on you. You're the head coach. Guys are late. That's on you. Nobody else. I just.
People are looking for someone to blame here this morning. And it's tough, right? Because there's obviously a complete lack of talent on this team. Right? It's a very, very flawed roster.
Yes.
All over the place.
Yes.
And we haven't even mentioned the quarterback today. I have this guy that tweets to me that tells me how great Tua is, and it's everything that's around him that's a mess.
Yeah, that's stupid.
You know what, man? And he's trying to, compare. We were talking about Baker Mayfield earlier. We were talking about Drake May earlier. Tua is the kind of guy that, like, when you need the 3 yards, right, when it was third and whatever it was, and he's running, he's the guy that slides 3 yards short of the sticks.
Yeah, he can.
Baker Mayfield is the guy that will run you down, or at least he'll try. And again, Baker Mayfield's not the most talented guy in the world, but the guy plays his ass off.
What do you have to sell?
I'm just so sick of this. Like, you have a guy that, like, he has to slide 3 yards short of the sticks because that's, he knows what happens if he doesn't.
If everybody thinks that Tua, who now has 10 touchdowns and 4 picks, and you're going, look at that, Tua's numbers looking good. And then you watch some other guys that keep plays alive because they break out when the pocket breaks down. Everybody's pocket breaks down. They take off and run. I was watching Josh Allen before I fell asleep last night. I know it's a terrible example, but.
Well, you can use Drake May as the example.
Drake May did some of the same thing. Look at Tua wasn't about yesterday for the most part. Listen. You give up 239 yards rushing. Woody, these are
yeah, not, you're probably going to lose.
One thing Mike did say, if you run for 14 yards or whatever it is and the other team runs for damn near 250 yards, those aren't NFL numbers. Those don't happen. And, the numbers that don't lie, I always tell everybody this. There's a few numbers you can look at. And by the way, the Dolphins didn't even turn it over yesterday. It was Carolina. Carolina turned the ball over twice yesterday. You actually didn't even turn it over. You were clean. No interceptions, no fumbles. It was a clean game. And the play on the line of scrimmage is so bad, it neutralizes it neutralizes a good Waddle game, a good game from Darren Waller, at least a good half, and whatever Tua did. But to just get in and the whole thing about trying to give Tua a complete hall pass on this start of this season, stop it,
yeah.
Please.
Everyone's going to hear what they want, right? Like 561 just said, blaming Tua for that game, not serious analysis. And it's like, no one's blaming him. This is the first time he's come up this morning. We haven't even said anything about the guy.
No, listen, you...
There were other major problems in that game.
You can't run for 14 or 15 yards in a game or whatever it was. Seven, I know it was under 20. And you can't give up. Mike's right about that. They averaged 7.5 yards a carry yesterday. Woody, basically, every time they run the ball, you're in second and two. And every two carries, they're on a first down. They had runs of 25, 11, 53, 43, 40. I got tired. I was sitting there bored last night. I said, let me look at some of these runs. It seemed like every time they turned around, they had a big run. Yeah, those were the problems. You're right. Those were the problems. But
it's pretty remarkable. First of all, to go up 17-0 to that team and still lose.
Knowing how bad they, and by the way, where was their
pathetic.
They just got hammered in the last game by the Patriots.
Yeah, they're pathetic. And to allow that to happen.
Yeah,
just an organizational failure.
But anyway,
man.
But if it takes everybody got to be mad that everybody's blaming the right people and we happen to blame somebody you really like or an area that you really like or a coach you or somebody else you really like, and that's fine.
How about like everything stinks? When you give up a 17-0 lead to Carolina and you're 1-4 on the season, the whole thing is a mess. No one like, who on this team would you want back?
Well, I got to tell you.
I mean, I know like you can't get rid of everyone, but there's not one player on this team that like.
Everything on your team starts and is connected to your defensive and offensive lines. They just are.
Yeah, and they got shredded yesterday.
If that doesn't work, then you probably have problems in other areas. Like, for example, if you're able to run the ball the way they were, there's a chance. Bryce Young completed some passes down the field. Didn't hit any takeoffs, but he does play action. And now all of a sudden, everybody's coming up to help try to make a friggin' tackle off a good play action fake. And you got guys wide open to see on those little corner routes they are running where the linebackers underneath were trying to get back and they couldn't, the safety didn't come over in time. And there's got a little dead area in there and they're completing passes. But there's plenty of blame to go around. And I'm not just talking players, right from the top, the proud father, Chris Greer at the top there. That's your baby, man. This is your baby. They gave it to you. Chris Greer, it's all yours. What are you going to do with it? Anyway, we got it.
Somebody wants to know what you ate in Charlotte. You have any good food?
Oh,
it's
man.
A good food city.
Yeah, we went to a steak restaurant.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of it. Man, it was okay. Good. It was good. Now I'm not one to rank. I'm getting tired of this. I was gonna hit you with this week. Mm-hmm.
You're gonna rank the steakhouse.
No, I don't care because
Mount Rushmore of steakhouses.
There's good. Everybody's got good steak restaurants, and we have a bunch down here. Uh-huh. But I had somebody trying to tell me that, oh man, by far the best steak restaurant in South Florida. And I went,
really?
And I've been drinking. I called the guy out, and I go, that's BS. And I don't care who you are or how many times you go out, you can't say that's clearly the best. And he took a shot at two other ones that I like. And I go, no, they don't take a back seat. Well, have you been there? No, I haven't been to their place, but.
Well, I've never been to a steakhouse. I certainly haven't been to all of them, but I've never been to a steakhouse and left and said, boy, that was not good.
Very seldom.
Never.
I've never been to a steakhouse
and like this was just not good.
I mean, I have had like a filet and going, wait a sec, this is not as
just not cooked properly. Like,
no, it's just not. You can't cut it like just kind of slice through it real easily. And you're going, oh, this is a little cheaper steak. This is the one I grew up with right here.
Salisbury.
No, not that. But I did grow up with those. All right, we got to go to break here, Woody. We got more stuff. I don't want to get in all.
Let's rank steakhouses, bro. It'll take away from this.
No, I don't want to do that today.
Bloodbath.
I got to get my own
therapy. Figure out who to blame.
Yeah, the whole blame thing. I always love it though. People waiting. Are you telling me people waiting their Tua fans? Like,
there is this guy that tweets him alone. To me. There is this guy that tweets to me that thinks Tua is just the greatest, and he will be fine if we put an offensive line around him. And then he's like, oh, you look at what they're doing with Mayfield. Look what they're doing with Drake May. And it's like, well, yeah, but, you know, you don't hold your breath every time those guys get tackled.
Let me tell you, Baker Mayfield runs for his life, and he usually makes a positive play out of it when he does.
Yeah, Tua runs backwards and throws the ball out of bounds. Yeah, whatever.
You're wasting your time.
I know. I'm sorry.
No. And
but it was good steak, though. You didn't do some of that. You didn't do barbecue.
I did do barbecue yesterday. You couldn't help it. They had it for media food.
Really? What kind? Pulled pork?
Unbelievable.
Right, because Carolina is a pork.
Brisket.
Oh, they had brisket?
Oh, so good. So good.
By the way, Burns in Tampa. I second this with the
That's a good one.
561 here.
But I will tell you, some of the big name places have been around a long time. Might be a little overrated. There's one in Indianapolis. Not what it used to be. Still good.
Can we rank them tomorrow?
No, we can't rank them. I don't want to get into that. I don't
Speaking of rankings, I get to finally I'll rank Bo's place when you take me there.
I know.
Yeah.
I know I owe you. You brought it up twice today. Can you bring it up tomorrow when I'm
17 nothing? I wasn't feeling good about getting to go to Bo's place, but then I remembered it's the Dolphins, you know.
Hey man, I gotta talk to you about Dr. Barry and his staff. Do the great work at Recovery Unplugged. And man, I gotta tell you, we got think we've all had friends and maybe gone through it ourselves where you get off the road a little bit, you get in a little bit of a funk. Could be a mental health funk. It's caused by a lot of different things, stress and marriage and job problems and everything and just not being happy and trying to figure out what's going on and you drink a little bit too much. I've been there. And I just want to let you know, man, they want to get you back. They want to get you back. And there's one thing about your mental health they know about, and that's Recovery Unplugged and their behavioral health. Has a beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale. For 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with their expert clinical team and innovative treatments like the ketamine therapy for depression, anxiety, and trauma. If you or someone you love needs a winning strategy, needs a little help, whether it's you or somebody that's listening right now could use it, hey man, don't be embarrassed. Pick up the phone. They can make a big difference and get you back on the road again of success and feeling better. 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
People going back and forth.
What is with our fan base sometimes, man? Like,
felt
How was that your takeaway from that gate? Like, who, first of all, who cares what the announcers who cares about this stuff anymore?
Well, you have to tell everybody.
So this guy called out Mark Schlereth, who called the game yesterday with I don't even know the guy kept screaming after every play.
No, good guys, really good guys.
He goes, is the announcer a Panthers fan? Why is he actively cheering? Aren't they supposed to be unbiased? And Mark Schlereth wrote back and said, grow up. It's not my fault. Your team was up 17-0 and took a giant dump in their helmets, which is kind of a funny response. And it's like, these guys, obviously they don't care. They want a fun game.
Schlereth, if he cared about anybody, be the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
He could get mad at him. He was a great player for the Broncos. Like,
you
he
just want a good
care.
Game. You're calling a game like that. You don't care. Like,
that's
yes,
all he
it's
wants.
Exciting that the team came back and won, and that people maybe kept, stayed around and watched the game for a little longer.
So somebody, one of our fans said, hey, man, it was obvious.
Yeah. By the way, man, like, if you're watching that game and that's one of your takeaways, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Who cares?
So you're blaming the announcers. You can't stop the run. You can't run the ball. You're going to blame
Who
them for
cares?
All that stuff. That's incredible.
And you know what, man? I'm guessing that the Dolphins, if people have time on these national shows, I don't even think anyone cares anymore. But have time, they're going
to
get ripped.
We're going to start to get to that point where you're not even going to see us on these NFL shows, because they're going to go, you're not even relevant anymore at all. There's nothing relevant about your team. Or now that Tyreek, we can't even talk about Tyreek getting traded and all that stuff. So anybody that's a Dolphins fan that's decided you're looking for me or a writer you don't like or somebody else to blame for any part of that shitty game, find something. No, let that go.
Hey, man, Mark Schiller is a good target. Like,
perfect. Like, the announcers don't care. They truly.
Of course they don't care.
Don't care. He doesn't care. We're just.
Watch the game on mute if you're that bothered by it.
It was just, you had a chance to put that game away early. You let them hang around, only down a score at the half. You did it. Defense didn't get stops. Offense didn't do enough after the first 17 points. And you lost. You basically scored 7 points in three quarters. There's plenty of blame to go around. Has nothing to do with anybody on the outside. Nothing. Not their voice or tone of their voice. There's plenty of blame to go around. I know some of the veterans are trying to defend some of the rookies. Listen, man, they're playing. They're getting paid. One of them's a first-round pick. There's nobody can give a first-round pick. We actually, for the way he's played, everybody's been really nice to Kenneth Grant. Everybody's been nice, and everybody's been patient. But, put you in there to play, and you got to start making some plays, man.
Texan makes a good point. Watching a backup running back go for over 200 yards is exciting. Yeah, sure.
Thank God he
it's
didn't
a great
have
break- story.
Thank God he didn't have breakaway speed. He'd have 300 yards in that game. Anyway,
said, yep, I turned it down. I thought it was a Carolina feed, and it was not. You got to, like, people that watch more games, like, that's just how it is, man. If a team's down big, the guys are going to get excited when they come back. That's just how it is. They just want a good game. That's all they want. I promise. Well, don't take my word for it. You spoke to them for a while, I'm guessing, right? You talked to these guys.
So
You know, Mark.
I don't mind telling you what Mark and I talked to him for a while yesterday because I've known him a long time. And he said, man, young guys playing. He was on the young guys, not ready to play. It's a different deal, man. It's a different deal. Maybe once or twice a year, you play against guys really, really good. And most of the time, if you really break it down, you're playing against guys that never get past college, right? And you look at the percentage of guys that make it to the pros. A lot of guys you're facing, they're big guys, don't get me wrong, but they're just college players. They're good or average college players. And the Kenneth Grants of the world and the Jordan Phillips of the world are dominating those guys. And now you get to the pros. And you're going, holy smokes, I'm playing against guys as good or better with a lot of experience. And you don't have a lot of success. And he goes, they're playing a lot of young guys, Joe. That's how the conversation went down. He just talked about his own experience playing against young guys.
And he didn't end the conversation by saying, I'm got a lot of money on the Panthers. I'm be rooting for them hard.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he lives. I know where he lives. He lives in Denver.
I know, but I was just, yeah.
He did a lot of local radio in Denver.
Yes. Yes. I think he still does. Doesn't he?
Yeah. He does. A lot.
I was kind of joking.
Anyway. Yeah. We've got 9 o'clock hour coming up here. Another hour.
Who do you think they'll be rooting for tonight? Is it Joe Buck and Aikman, right? Is that who has, I don't even know who has what network anymore.
Now I get confused.
Is it Joe Buck's on ESPN? I think. Who do you think he'll be rooting for tonight? Probably Jacksonville to pull the upset, right? Or do they root for Kansas City because Kansas City's better for their business if they're good, right? So they'll probably be rooting for Kansas City if I had to
think
guess,
every guy, now every that I think guy always says, just give me a good game. Just give us a good game. Just give us a good game.
You think those guys, by the way, are going into that game? Like, how excited can you be? You got the two of the worst teams in football.
I think they thought
it's a bad assignment,
but I think they thought two bad teams play, it's going to be a good game. With two bad teams, they're going to make all the same kind of mistakes in the game.
So it's the next segment. We can one rate steakhouses, two mock draft, and three hot GM candidates.
That's good. Mm. That was good. I'm going to leave the, I don't get into the steak thing. I always love though, when somebody goes, by far the best steak restaurant in South Florida. I guarantee if you ever did that, because I do go to like steak restaurants.
Yeah, I know.
Late in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, no, that's not true. And then they dog two of my favorites, and that was like.
Which ones? You don't want to say. Nah. Don't say. We've already caused a lot of trouble this morning.
No, I want to go to break. Because they're both really good. Anyway, I do want to talk about the main man, Anthony Caliendo, at the Business Broker Experts, man. The best business broker in the state. This guy is good, man. If you are tired of the stress, if you're tired of the headaches, if you're just tired of being tired, and you've got this company and this business, and it's just, you're like, everything's driving you nuts right now. Hey, I got a guy for you that take care of you. 1-800, the main man. Speak to Anthony Caliendo. He can flip your biz and cash you out in a big, big way, man. Hey, from start to finish, setting up everything for you, he's got, by the way, it's so funny talking to Anthony last week. He was saying, Joe, I got a lot of people. I got a lot more people looking for businesses, and I'm looking for more people ready to sell their business because there's a good chance I've got somebody ready to buy their business right now, and I want to get going on it. This is what he does, man. He said, Joe, Florida's booming. People are relocating to Florida in the thousands, and they're buying businesses just like yours. So if you're ready, there's a good chance he's got a buyer working with businesses all sizes, big and small. He's been doing it for a long time. Help you with the whole strong transition. He does it all for you, man. Finds a perfect combination to really put it together for you. Get you down there, sets everything up for you, does it all. I got to tell you, he's got a lot of testimonials, too, for the work that he's done for sellers and buyers with a 5-star Google rating across the board. I'm just telling you right now, you worked hard at your business. You want to get a lot of money out of it. You deserve it. You deserve to get every dollar. And Anthony Caliendo will do it for you. The main man, just go to the main man. Check him out. He is really good at what he does, and he's going to make sure you have a great experience. Nobody will take care of you like the main man, Anthony Caliendo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.